Okay, Ira, let's start.
Okay, I'd like to call the County of Sullivan IDA to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin is not here. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig's present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present. Mr. Perello?
Yeah.
Mr. Perello is here, and Mr. Sykes?
Here.
And then someone just beeped on. Was that
Yes, Laughlin? Susie Laughlin.
Good morning.
And
good morning,
Susie
everybody.
Is
Sorry.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's continue. So first item is the approval of the minutes from the May 11th meeting. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion on the minutes? I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, next we received today a revision of schedule of payments. Motion so we can discuss it.
I'll move it, Susie.
Second.
Second by Joey. Any discussion on it? Okay, I'll make call the question. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ira, I think you need to say any opposed each time because unless you're going to count votes.
Good, great
that
observation.
Makes sense. Yeah, good point.
Anybody against it?
Nope.
Okay, good point, Howard. Next, bills and communication. With any communication? A staff report? Jen?
I had two items I wanted to update with respect to the staff report and related staff business. First, I had included a memo with the agenda packet regarding proposed legislation that'll allow IDAs to establish emergency loan and grant programs to help businesses that are struggling in the face of the COVID pandemic. As of last week, that bill had not yet been sent to the governor's desk, but late Friday it was. So I will keep you informed. I suspect he'll sign it, but as of this morning, he hasn't signed it yet. And if you have any questions about that, please let me know. The other item is at the April meeting, the Funding Corp and the Infrastructure LDC accepted the confidential board self-evaluations. And if the IDA board did that, all boards can, of course, do that in executive session, but staff wasn't present at that executive session. So I just need something for the record, for the minutes, that indicates that the board has reviewed the self-evaluation, which I also included in the agenda packet, and accept that self-evaluation. And if there's any discussion you'd like to have, we can do that at this meeting.
So any need for discussion? Then just I'll call a question. We don't need a resolution that we accept it, our review. All in favor of accepting it?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay. So that's so let's go on to our new business. Before we are all most of them are all sales tax.
The first one is funding the partnership.
Yeah, well let's do that first and then we'll go into the other one. So first resolution is to fund the second quarter of the partnership. Motion?
Move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
Ed seconded it. Is that who it was?
Paul. Who was the motion by?
Joe and seconded by Paul. Correct?
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Discussion on it? I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, so then the next, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, are sales tax extensions. First of all, are they all up to date with all their paperwork?
All projects except for Varia Lifestyle is current. Varia Lifestyle owes the April or the May report. I apologize.
Let's take the resolution 2, 3, 4, and 5, which are Doge Family, Rock Meadow, Forestburg Hospitality, and Montrain, in a single motion, and then take Varia separately.
I'll move to extend it, Susie, for the 4.
And I'll second it. This is Ed.
Okay. Any discussion on them? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Aye. None against. So the next one is extension.
I was talking and then didn't understand why nobody was answering me, and I was on mute, so that shows you that I'm with it today. I'm just curious about Montrain.
Okay, what's the question?
What are they still doing?
They have a whole host of things, not the least of which, if you drive in from Rock Ridge Road, all their trees died. They have a lot of landscaping to do that's still left over.
Okay. It's the same discussion we had a while back. I just couldn't find it in my packet here.
I don't know that there's anything in addition to that. Julio, Jen, are you aware, or are we still talking about energy improvements and landscaping?
It's mostly landscaping.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Need to change the bulbs on a lot of those, the lights on that road, too.
Yeah, they're putting in much lower electric draw lighting fixtures within those lights. They're retrofitting their brand new lights.
Surprising they went bad so quick. I would assume they had to be LEDs. So, whatever. Okay. Any other questions on those? So let's move on to the Varia Lifestyle, extending the sales tax abatement period. So as Julio said, they're behind on the April payment.
Yeah, the April report and payment.
The April report.
Let's make sure that let's go ahead and get somebody to move it so we can open it for discussion.
Okay, it was Howard and then Paul, if I'm not incorrect.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so it's open for discussion.
What type of work are they doing?
This is the infrastructure project, and I want to make a suggestion that we amend the resolution to extend it only as it relates to work on their sewer treatment plant.
Are we able to monitor that?
We're able to monitor it after the fact because they file reports that Julio reviews. We don't have somebody on site monitoring it.
Have they indicated they're going to bring themselves up to date with the April report?
Yes, they will.
There has been some discussion about working on the golf course, which is not part of that project, which is why I'm making the suggestion that we specifically limit the authority to the current repairs and upgrades to their sewer treatment plant so that there's no chance for a misunderstanding that they would be able to do tax-exempt work on their golf course.
Because we've already had that happen once.
That's the reason for my suggestion.
I thought it's a good one, and I'm off of mute.
Was that a motion to amend the resolution, Howard?
Yes, it was. I'd like to make a motion to amend the resolution to only work on, for this to only apply to the work on the sewer treatment plant.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Who is the second?
Okay, any discussion? I'll call the question. Well, first I got to, we have to make the amendment. So I've called to amend. All in favor of amending it?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? None. Now I'll call the question as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay. We'll move on. The next resolution is authorizing the execution and delivery of a First Amendment to the payment in lieu of tax agreement relating to R.J. Baker Corp. Beaver Kill Studio, Inc. project. So we can discuss it. I'll call the question. Anybody make the motion?
So moved.
Who made that motion?
Paul, I'll second it.
I'll mark the file to indicate that Mr. Sykes has recused himself. The reason being that he's the director of the First National Bank of Jeffersonville, and what prompts us to amend the payment in lieu of tax agreement is a joint request from the borrower and Jeff Bank to request the IDA's consent to a modification of the loan agreement secured by the property that IDA has an interest in.
Any questions of staff or on the item? Then I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay, it passes. We did the self-evaluation already. So the last one is discussion and approval of the 2019 report, basically the Paris reports, which I'm sure everybody found is very interesting reading.
There are a lot more yeses than no's, so we're pretty good.
Yeah. So let's go. Someone make a motion so we can discuss it.
So moved.
Second.
Paul and seconded by Susie. First of all, I want to thank staff. Most people don't realize the hundreds of hours that you put in to this report. And I still, after 8 years, not sure I understand the purpose and with the way it's written, and it really doesn't represent the numbers correctly. But we don't have a choice, so we do it. So, any questions on the report?
I just have a quick question procedurally or do these questions change every year, or do you find they're pretty consistent?
I haven't seen any changes in my time here. Mm-hmm. Is that the same for you?
I would agree. I haven't seen any changes.
From the beginning of time until now, from the establishment of Paris, there have been changes to add additional areas of inquiry, but I haven't seen any changes to questions, just more questions.
Interesting.
So why wouldn't the ABO get most of all their information from these as opposed to the volumes of other things they're looking at?
Let somebody else answer that, because I don't have an answer for it.
Some of what they've asked for is not information that's on the Paris report. Some of what they've asked for is on the Paris report, but I think they asked the question to make sure the answers that are given are consistent with Paris reports.
Gotcha. Yes, exactly.
Any other questions? Then I'll call a question. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Any questions from the board of staff or anything else? Are we able to do public comment, or we can't with this?
Ira. Perillo here. I brought up a couple of times about, like when people go out and refinance and remortgage your properties about the mortgage tax. And I know what was doing on our reviews of the agreements, but when is that day going to come?
I would say in the next few months we need to start doing it. It's due.
Okay.
We waited originally after elections. Now it's crazy timing, so bringing people in until we open up, it probably is not the, doesn't make the most sense.
Ira, we indicated that we would start the process before the COVID-19 and pandemic has changed our timing. Once staff got through the process of preparing the annual pilot bills in January and then through the audit in February and through the Paris report in March. So those were the three gating items to get to the request that Joey made. So I mean, at this point, it's delayed only as a result of the restrictions we're living under, not by any large slugs of work that staff has right now.
So going forward, can I, like, you know, talk with Jennifer about how they're written up and then put some suggestions out there, and then maybe at the next meeting she could bring something to the table and we could talk about it? How's that sound?
But the way we've done it in the past is we review, we bring all the taxing jurisdictions, basically the supervisors, in to discuss their municipality and how they feel about our pilot program, and if they want to make any changes to theirs, and that's where we start off. But certainly your suggestion is something that could be discussed.
Right. Or maybe Jen could put a letter together and send it out to the supervisors, thinking that we have some concerns and maybe some revisions on the mortgage tax, and throw an example out at them and see if they're in favor to it or against it, you know, instead of bringing everybody in. I'm just trying
to... Typically, the way it's been done in the past, Joey, is that Rob would send out a request to do it as the chairman, and then we undertake it. That's how it was done in the last time I was involved in it. That's how we did it.
It'll be substantially greater in terms of the scope of the review than the mortgage tax exemption. And Joe, we've looked at all of those on an individual basis as we've received them, and not all of the requests for mortgage tax abatement have been allowed. It's dependent upon the project originated, and it depended upon what the money was going to be used for.
Right. Okay.
It won't be ignored, Joey.
Ira?
Yes.
Ken Walter here. As far as public comment, from my understand from the executive order, is that all meetings are still supposed to allow public comment if they were originally that's what they were doing.
That's why
it's supposed to be an interactive means of communication when these meetings are going on.
Well, you're up, so you might as well continue.
Okay, thank you. Number one is, like I've asked before, why don't you number these resolutions so we know where we are and everybody knows where everybody is? We don't have to read it to see what we're talking about. It's not that difficult. When all you hit return, once you put in one, the next one will number up, and that'll make life a lot simpler. Number two, we as taxpayers are going to get beat up. The state's getting beat up. The county's getting beat up. We're laying people off. I believe that we should not be the only ones who are suffering. I've asked before that we should have a report knowing how much of the tax sales tax abatement has been used up out of the request and what the balance was. And I think we should put a freeze on it and not give anybody any sales tax abatements at all, because I don't believe the state and the county should be suffering, and they have to plan accordingly, just like anybody else. If they know they got to pay a sales tax, that may limit what they do, but that's life. And I think we have to seriously look at that and say stop until this hemorrhaging stops as far as finances go for the taxpayer, because it's just not right. We need to stop this now until everything straightens out and things get back to quote-unquote normal, and let's stop the tax abatements until further notice. Thank you.
Is there anybody else on that would like to make a public comment? Motion to adjourn.
So moved. I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
All right.
Anybody against?
Anybody on mute?
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.